of our offering, it's not an offering anymore. It's a display, like a peacock. Look what I have done. You know, I was just telling the team that puts this puts our internet website together, does all of the little particulars that it's required. That's required for us to have these Zoom satsangs, and also many other qualities that this team never needs to have anyone notice them. And they work for you all of the time in many different ways. And so I was saying to them, and actually this is something I'm just looking at now. I'm not glorifying them. I'm just saying they're working in the background. Maharaji was working in the background. I'm working in the background. I am totally unimportant to whatever you shall do for yourself to awaken. Because, okay, I can give you all kinds of grace coming from the lineage, 100%. The blessings, 100%. Support, 100%. Love, 100%. And direction, 100%. But if you don't pursue any of that, then it's useless. And I know that. So I was just looking outside the window here in Italy. Over the sky is beautiful, and there's many sunbeams coming down. It's very gracious looking outside. And the lake is very still, and it's extremely calm here. And I was just looking, you know, this is God's work. God is dissolved and hidden in nature, and is so evident as well. And people really question whether there's an existence of this intelligence and this creative force of nature and change and beauty and life. But God is hidden within God's creation. And it's really, really important not to need to be seen, not to need to be noticed, not to need your name in front of whatever you're offering. Why not just offer it like the oak tree offers the scent of oak and a shadow? You can see I'm on fire. And I'm on fire because of exactly this, that someone somewhere in my experience has put themselves so in front of the prayer. They are so important, and what they say is so important, that the prayer is lost. The prayer is lost. It's consumed in the necessity to be seen. So the necessity to be seen is consuming, absorbing all the goodness that may be offered. And maybe goodness is offered anyhow, because goodness seems to be alive and love to prevail. So, you know, when the Chinupa was presented to me, it took a long time to get this sacred pipe. It took, I think, 2 years. Once it was granted that would happen, it took a year to create the Chinupa, and then I didn't get to receive it for a while because I'm not in the United States. And we had a beautiful ceremony of sweat lodge, and it was really wonderful. And the very marvelous being who presented the pipe, the Chinupa, knows me very well. And I always say, never needed to say this, But he did say it, and it was very important. He said, never put yourself in front of the chinupa. In other words, you are a voice of the heart. You're not a movie star. You're not an honorable being who got this reward. This is something that you bring out of your heart and put into the consciousness through the love that you have for whatever prayer that you're offering, whatever food that you may be offering, whatever clothing that you may be offering. If you're offering a ride to somebody, dismiss yourself in it. And there's something wonderful in that, that let's give all the credit to God. Second chapter or third chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, I forget, first or second chapter I'm taking. It's either first, second or third chapter. I'm taking passages throughout the Gita, because to address every passage in the Gita is nearly impossible, and we'd never get through it. So that's what I want to say today. I would ask also that if you have a prayer in your heart for Donnie, who you don't know, but I'm sorry. He's real close to departing. He's very, very, very ill. Or he's in the ICU again. Anyhow, if you would give a prayer for him, whatever your prayer may be, just that he has peace, or that there's a glimmer of some kind of drawback, or that he departs in peace, whatever your prayer may be, I would ask you. Because he suffers, my crying is for his suffering, neither for his departure or his for the possibility that he comes back, but for his suffering. Life. Is there anything that you would like to proceed with? It's just one of those moments in life. It's just one of those moments in life. Please raise your hand if you do. Yes. Namaste. How are you?
Auntie Maya.
Use my tears. I can't help myself.
I managed to listen to the last transmission, Shantimai, to the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. And what really touched me was the way when you made it intimate and brought it to us, so we really understand it from our world, from our experience, and where you also talked about Donnie. And what really struck me was, it's like heard it before, somehow in the back of consciousness, back of the mind, but when you stressed that it is not, the outcome is not our business. We do what
That's
we can. We pray, we
that
see
is.
light. And there always was in all this time, this has been intensifying with, well, everything that's going on.
Yes, and I go ahead, please.
No,
No, no question.
just what has been in always going on in the back of my mind, of my consciousness, was the intensity of sending and imagining and visualizing, and yet the outcome is not an outcome.
It's not, that's right. And all of our breaths and all of our heartbeats must be, in my view, must be dedicated to God, even if we say it once in our life. At one time, I declared that every heartbeat that I have is a prayer for the awakening of the planet. And I was very serious about it. And I say that is occurring. And, you know, I was also just telling the team that I am so grateful for my life, for this wisdom to take over. Because the surrender to that has brought you into my life. The surrender to that has brought Maharaji into my life. And I don't know that I even surrendered. I just couldn't imagine going another way other than loving you. What it's brought to my life is amazing. And my voice is cracking for Don. And I don't imagine anything for him. My mind is peaceful and quiet. And I don't have much of an emotional uprising, but in your presence I have. And tears have fallen, but the emotional field is like Lago Orta here. It's calm, and like you say, it's not up to us. I always say the first and the last breath is God's. It's God's breath. And our life is like that. And why aren't we just in the glorification of God rather than the need to be seen or the need to be, you know, something? When we're bathing in this love that's everywhere, between us, within us, in life, what do we need? We're in that light. We're in that light. We're dissolved in that light. We're dissolved in that light of beauty. People say, well, I'm afraid to disappear. Why? You disappear every night when you put your head to your pillow. So, you know, I'm going to tell you a secret about that last transmission. I made that transmission out on the cliff and the wind was blowing, and it was blowing pretty hard. And when I replayed it to edit out coughs and dogs barking and coffee cups clinking and so on, you couldn't hear it very well. So I took it in my ear and re-spoke it word for word, because I thought the transmission was important enough to deliver.
Yes.
I told Sri, I said, well, I think this transmission doesn't have a really good voice inflection. I think it's missing something. And she said, no, let's do it anyhow. She said she didn't feel that way. So I said, well, okay. Yeah. So it was done twice. I feel fine. You know, this... I do feel fine. I feel really fine. I feel deeply peaceful, and it's almost like a birth, a waiting. It's a waiting. It's waiting, and I have such faith, and I want you to have such faith in the universal process that, as you say, really nothing is up to us in a way, in a big way. Yeah, we can steer it to a degree, but the outcome, We cannot steer the outcome.
Thank you so much, Shantima. It was a really profound transmission for me.
Oh, good. Mm. What's that hand up for?
yes, that's true. Notice that I want to speak too.
Of course.
Yes. So
I want to hear you too.
I'm so touched by the love you displayed for Donnie and also for all of us by sharing what's happening in your heart. And yeah, so I just wanted to thank you for that. And
you're welcome. We have such grace.
My heart is with you.
Thank you. We have such grace shining in and on us. That must never be forgotten. There's not a feeling of bitterness whatsoever, because this road that we're on has taken to clarity and love, and I would say acceptance, although people have a hard time with acceptance. I can tell you this yogic dharma is magnificent. By all means, give it your entire life.
Yes, and I wanted to share something else when you gave that teaching in the beginning about not putting my name in front of anything I offer.
Yeah.
Realized what was touched was the fear of not being taken care of. So it was, the thought came up, if I don't put my name out there, I will not earn the money I need to survive. And so
there's one thing about putting your name out there, and there's another thing about being a peacock behind your name.
Yeah.
We put our name out there. I mean, Shanti Mai is coming to Mandalay. That's information. That's about it. You know, that's not much more than information.
And still I can see that, like, a lot of the ideas about how to put your name out and how to present yourself are fed by this fear of not being taken care of. And
God takes care of you.
Yes. So I think I really got this as an opportunity to, well, deepen that trust.
I give you a little story about Donnie. I give you a little story about Donnie. So Donnie, he had a DUI. This is the beginning of this problem. And he had a sleeping pill that was very strong. He got up, he was going to go to work, and he just blacked out behind the wheel. He didn't hurt anyone. He didn't hurt anyone's property. That was really good fortune. You should never get behind the wheel, even with any kind of a deterrent, what mental or ever. So but he didn't hurt anyone. He didn't hurt anyone's property, but that's not an excuse. That's just information. It took all of his teeth. The wreck was so bad that it took all of his teeth out, like that. Wow. In that wreck, he became jobless, and he's always worked. He became homeless. That's never happened before. And all of his teeth were gone. When he went into the ICU, because he was vomiting blood to the degree where they could hardly replace it, he had so much. The point getting, I just have to give you his dire circumstances. When he went into the ICU, 5 days he was there, they put him in general population in the hospital, then they put him out. He wasn't ready to go out. He had nowhere to go except the street. He was in ICU 2 days ago in the intensive care unit. Two friends said, come. They've taken care of him. They said they would take care of him forever if it was required. They feed him. They give him a home, a nice room. His dog can stay. Everything Donnie got. And the people he's staying with are Christian religious. And they said, Jesus told us to take Donnie in. And they knew him since junior high school. Or no, even before. And they said, if he comes out of the hospital now, he has a place to live for the rest of his life. So we had no idea where he would go. You're going to be taken care of. You let go of that fear. It's such a story with him.
Yeah. Listening to you just showed that there is still some residue of this fear of being taken care of. And that was really, I appreciate that.
Yeah. You'll always be taken care of. And I think what you have to do is look at the immediate right now that you have a home. It could be difficult, I understand, but you have a home, you have your clothes, you have your food, you have each other. At this point in your life, you are fulfilled. Even if you need to go out and fulfill again, no problem. You're going to fulfill again, no problem.
Yes.
Yes.
Actually, we are really very well taken care of, and
yes,
so it's,
and I'm taking care of you.
You know, and it was not in the forefront of my consciousness. In the forefront of my consciousness is that I'm trusting life, and I'm trusting God. But it's so great
to keep up that mantra. Keep up that mantra.
The dark corners where there's still this fear.
Max, keep up that mantra. Keep up that mantra. That's a very important mantra. And I would add this little statement behind it. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
And thank you, Shakti Mai.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Hey, Ken.
Namaste, Guruji. Namaste.
Namaste. How are you?
Yes, I'm good, Guruji. Yes, thank you so much for your grace and your blessings. And my tears were falling too.
Yes.
And they were just falling, yes.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing all of this with us, Guruji. You know, your imposed challenges and how you face them. So really inspiring. And I'm so grateful to have you, you know, reminding us of life. Yeah, and the gifts of life.
Well, can I tell you this path that you are being inspired, encouraged to hold on. Listen up. That you are inspired and encouraged and blessed and graced to move along it, because at the hardest times in the life, it proves every moment with every breath, but in the darkest, hardest, most challenging times in life, it proves to be the safety net, the clarity of heart, and the grace. Grace is so hard to define, but yet we know it, huh? Is amazing. Amazing. More than you could ever even comprehend, ever. Because it shows itself to be true. What you have come to see shows itself to be true. And keep your heart open, and there's no bitterness or or hatred or blame or any of that garbage kind of mental and emotional nonsense. Huh? You find that I am walking in the light of love by grace, by I don't know how, I don't know what. But it is so true that it proves itself out every moment, and it never has to prove itself to me. Never. The Dharma is for those who truly desire the wisdom that is within them to emerge into their lives. Without a doubt. Clean away all that all the idea of doubt. Just refuse it. It doesn't work well.
Yeah, thank you, Guruji.
You're welcome.
I was just observing yesterday, actually, on a train journey to work, and there were people talking, and I overheard them saying, one lady was saying to a gentleman about how there's a person they know, she is different from them, she's not normal, she called her, because she lives in a different world, you know, and how you always talk to us about being in the world but not of it. So this lady was referring to the other person like as if, I think the way that she was saying it is that she talks about things that is not really practical, she was saying, you know, like, you know, she doesn't drink caffeine and things like that. Or by way of saying, it sounds like what you were saying before, that the world is upside down in a way. What is right is wrong, and what is wrong is right. And listening to that, it was just interesting to see how people walking on this path of Dharma can be seen as being abnormal by others. And
thank God for that.
Yes. You know, that we don't bother with that. Oh, I don't bother with people seeing me normal, abnormal. I don't display myself like a peacock. And you've showed it very clearly. You've guided us so well that, you know, spirituality is very practical. What you said earlier, you know.
Incredibly practical. It means.
Yes.
It is the only way. I can't imagine living another way. Mm-hmm. And the next time that you hear something like that on the train,
mm-hmm.
when you hear it, you just pass a little blessing over to the one that she just one day she will understand from her own experience.
And I was just considering that, you know, of the 7 billion people living on this earth, right, how many of us do not choose to see that, actually, you know, or awaken to the dharmic path? And so rare beings like yourself, you know, Maharaji and various others have come on earth to shine a light on that. And it just feels like sometimes that, you know, is the human consciousness ready to commit, you know, like what you talked about in the Bhagavad Gita, the commitment that's required, the focus that's required on this path to avoid any confusion, because there's so much distractions out there, so much desires out there that we so often allow ourselves to follow.
So, we entertain ourselves with it.
Yes. And yet there was this part that you said earlier that, you know, it's up to God, actually, it's God's will, how this is all going to play out. Not about me worrying about, oh gosh, you know, so many people, when is there going to be a day when everyone will be awakened? That's what you talk about as well, that we live for the awakening of everything. I thought, oh my God, that would be eons.
But it could be many eons. It could be, as Jesus said, a twinkling of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
The time factor is, that's really interesting what you bring up. The time factor is not in our hands, as Gabrielle would say. And I still live in a different world. I live in the world of loving you. And And so thus far, this little infinitesimal speck of consciousness is living in an awakened world. So the more that we, you know, I don't like the word more. I just dislike measure altogether. As we walk along this pathway dedicated to the heart of everything, and to serve, even if it's a simple smile, even if it's a pat on the back, even if it's a kind word, even if it's a straight word that is compassionate but very direct, whatever it could be, mm-hmm. whatever it could be. This is an extremely rewarding path, extremely rewarding. And I would say not so difficult once you cut through all the nonsense. Once you become unimportant in terms of the necessity that somebody else will make you right with you, you'll be in really good shape. We're here to serve existence mm-hmm. like the oak tree does, mm-hmm. like the rivers do, like the rain.
And I was also considering, Guruji, that we don't need to be like Shantimayi, like Maharaji, or like Anandamayi Ma, do we? Each and every one of us to reach that kind
I
of
would hope not.
Awakening.
I would hope not.
No, I mean, in terms of like, you know.
You don't want an assembly line of Shantimayi, I can tell you that.
No, like, you know, just in our own way, our own serving. You know, not necessarily we have to all awaken to the extent of being able to give satsangs and inspire people, you know, in masses like that. Is that right?
Well, your breath is satsang. Your heart is satsang. This is, you wouldn't want to sit on the Dharma seat, I can tell you. Mm. Yeah, okay.
I'm sure about that, Guruji.
There is so much beauty in a Sangha, and there is so much fooling around. And fooling around is perfectly okay. It's just what it is. I would love to see everyone just, but why should I impose that upon anyone? Everybody's moving perfectly as they do. And that's the most marvelous thing in the universe. Gosh, could you see a little assembly line of bobblehead Shantimayis and Maharajis and Anandamayimas, like being so happy that everybody looked exactly like them and acted exactly like them? And no, it doesn't work that way. You make life interesting for me because you're Ken. You give me a lot of joy because you're Ken. You give me the opportunity to love Ken. And to take his head off with a sword once in a while.
Oh, yes. And I love it when you do.
I know you do.
I don't ask for it, but when it happens, yes.
No, you never have asked for it, Ken. People who ask for it never get it. It's true, because they expect something. Zen masters were really good at whopping somebody at the exact right time.
Thank you, Guruji. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Namaste.
Namaste. Gilad, I have 5 minutes, then I must go.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike. Thank
How
you.
Are you?
I'm good. Yes. I first of all want to tell you that my heart with you and your family and with Donnie.
Yes.
And wish all the correct things to happen.
Exactly.
I wanted to ask you some guidance, maybe in another time. I feel very strongly to continue and concentrate. I mean, it's in my heart to concentrate to go in, to go up, and especially when there is some activity here in my country, which I don't go to it. I continue daily with prayer. Sometimes I feel I would like to go to the prayer better in the end.
I am so touched by what you're saying. Please continue.
And I feel some, I don't know if obligation is the right word. I don't think it's the correct word, but that was in my English, to continue the journey. And I feel I must accelerate it. Somehow, like there is no time. Or the time is totally different, and I must move fast as possible to be on the train.
I agree. Totally, I agree. It is a time of acceleration. It's a time when people have the opportunity not to fool around anymore. It's an opportunity. Not to be bitter, not to be hateful, not to take sides, not to blame, not to get into these very, very messy places that causes the heart. Well, we can say closure, but my sense is the heart is always open. But it makes a putrid kind of consciousness, a hard, emotional, unaccepting, bitter person. And now we have the opportunity to accelerate.
Yeah, somehow I feel it's the only way.
I agree.
I asked for some guidance to do it in an accurate, I don't want to say more accurate, in an accurate way.
Well, I would only say to love and have a lot of faith in God and to let everything develop in its own way so that you're not disappointed, that you're just going step by step, day by day, and the acceleration only comes from your willingness to be accelerated rather than do acceleration. There's a difference. And be patient. These are the big tests. Be patient. I'm very touched by what you're saying. I just have cold chills over my body. Your willingness is siddha. It's perfect. I would just, if I were you, I would keep that in mind, what you have said, and simply watch it wash over you rather than you think you're doing it. You know, the acceleration comes as it comes. It comes in grace. It comes in my willingness to be patient. Whatever it is, your conversation is extremely accurate. Just let it wash over you. Please don't have this idea that it needs to look a certain way. or that you're doing anything, just accept the grace that you are asking for. It's there. 100%, I can hear it. Continue, just as you are. You can't make a flower blossom. It blossoms on its own, and that's what's happening to you. You stay in contact with me, please. I want to know how you're moving along, because it's a tough situation that you're in, very tough. And the whole world's looking in your direction. But I know, Gilad, that people are waking up in it, and you are an example of that. That you're not participating in what you don't support any longer, even though you're right in the middle of it. God bless you.
Love you.
There's a great mantra that we just created with Max. Thank you, God. 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 Namaste.
Namaste.
Well, I'm going to close because I have to go to satsang. I don't have to go to satsang. Well, I guess I do. I do have to go to satsang. I said I'd be there, so I'm going to be there. Thank you all for letting me cry in front of you, for letting my heart break in front of you, and for being there the way that you are. Namaste.